10 prophecies can arrive at any moment. Do you know another book similar to the Bible in which so many prophecies have been fulfilled? It's surprising to see how things that were prophesied thousands of years ago are being revealed right before our eyes. This shows us that only God can be the author of this book and that we must pay attention to every warning that it gives us. The first event is the signs of the return of Jesus to talk about the return of Jesus. First, we must analyze some signs that the Bible gives us about the events that will happen. Before this event, look what is written in the book of Matthew. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all this must happen. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be plagues and famines and earthquakes in various places, and all this will be the beginning of sorrows. This is a time we are already living in, with so many wars and conflicts reported in recent years, nations facing each other, earthquakes occurring in various places more frequently, diseases and plagues spreading through the world and claiming the lives of millions of people. These events become increasingly intense, like the labor pains of a woman about to give birth. Is the return of Jesus closer than we imagine, and how are you preparing for this moment? The second event is the rise of the Antichrist. It's not hard to look around us and realize that this moment is very close to being fulfilled. The rise of the Antichrist here on earth will take advantage of a situation of total chaos to become a world reference. Many imagine the Antichrist as a terrifying figure who will instill fear throughout the world, but it will be completely the opposite. Through a peace agreement among nations, he will end wars and conflicts that no other world leader has managed to solve. For this reason, he will be adored. It will be a moment of desperation in which many will seek help, and only the Antichrist will offer a solution, although he will hide his true intentions. The peace treaty that this man will make at some point will be broken, and then a time of persecution will begin for those who refuse to bow down before him. Here is what is written in the book. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. The Antichrist will force people to worship the image of the beast and accept its mark. This mark will function as a kind of economic activity where people will not be able to buy or sell without it. My brethren, when the Antichrist arises, all forms of worship to God, as we know them today, will be forbidden. There are many who believe that the Antichrist has already been born and is among us. Furthermore, many imagine that he is the leader of a great nation and that his peace treaty is already in development. We cannot say for sure that this is already happening, but the Bible has given us signs that he may reveal himself at any time. The third event is the rapture of the church. There are three lines of thought on this. Some believe that Christians will be raptured before the period of tribulation that will start the government of the Antichrist. Others believe that it will occur in the middle of that period, that is, after 3.5 years. And the third group believes that Christians will face everything that will happen during the 7 years of the Antichrist's rule on earth. Regardless of which vision is correct, the truth is that Jesus will return and we will be raptured to meet him. During the first coming of Christ, he came in humility, was rejected and despised by men, but he will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. On this day, the entire world will see and know who Jesus really is. For this reason, we must be prepared for this moment, whether the rapture happens before, during, or after the Great Tribulation. Let's see what the Bible says. For the Lord himself, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The fourth event is the Great Tribulation. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24 that there will be a great tribulation such as has not been seen in the history of the world and will never be seen again. Brothers, the Great Tribulation will be another end-time event that will bring great suffering to those who are on the earth. Never before has there been such affliction in the history of the world, nor will there ever be again. It will be during this period that the seven seals will be opened, the seven trumpets will sound, and the seven bowls of God's wrath will be poured out. The Bible describes the Great Tribulation as a time of such difficulty that men will wish for death, but will not be able to die. It is written that in that day men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. It shows that even the heavenly atmosphere will be impacted during these events. When the seventh seal is opened, there will be silence in heaven for half an hour. Can you imagine all the angels and saints of God completely silent in heaven while the world goes through such a difficult time? The fifth event is the terrible sacrilege. It is written in the book of Daniel chapter 9 that he will make a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of the temple, he will place the abomination of desolation. During the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist, he will break the treaty he made with the Israelis and will place the terrible sacrilege in the third temple that will be built by the Jews. In the book of Matthew, Jesus refers to how the Antichrist will put an end to this peace agreement. He said, "When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has never been before, nor will ever be again." The sixth event is the battle of the return of Christ. When Jesus returns, the beast and the kingdoms of this world will fight against God and his army. The army of God, described in Revelation chapter 19, reveals the battle that is about to occur. This day will mark the end between Jesus and Satan, but the victor is already known to us all. Christ will emerge victorious despite all the evil that rises against him. No evil can hide from the sword of God, which will destroy the enemy forever. The Lord will not be alone. He will be with his army and will cast the Antichrist and the false prophet into the lake of fire and brimstone. This brings us to the seventh prophecy on our list, the imprisonment of Satan in Revelation chapter 20. It is written thus, "I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a great chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. The time of Satan being imprisoned is near. He will be thrown into a bottomless pit where his power to do evil will be eliminated for a period of 1,000 years. During this time, there will be peace on earth, a peace that man has not experienced since the fall in the Garden of Eden. The devil will be defeated and his power will be eliminated. After this period of imprisonment, the devil will be released one last time to face the eternal judgment that God has prepared for him and his demons." This leads us to prophecy number 8. The reign of Phexisted, 1,000 years. The children of God will reign with Christ for 1,000 years, and contrary to what many think, this reign of 1,000 years will be on the earth and not in heaven. It will only be the beginning of the new heaven and the new earth, and during this time, there will be peace, joy, and absence of wars, afflictions, or sufferings. Imagine being in this scenario. It will be a place of complete peace with God. However, this will not yet be the end, for we have two more prophecies to fulfill. Event 9 is the Great White Throne Judgment. In Revelation chapter 20, it is written thus, "I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. I also saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The final judgment of all people will take place at this great white throne. All who did not believe in God will stand before him, accounting for their lives, and will be judged according to the records in those books. This shows us that all our actions here on earth are being recorded in heaven, and that every secret will be revealed before the great white throne of God. Anyone not found in the Book of Life will be condemned forever to the lake of fire. These are those people who did not surrender their lives to Jesus and did not believe in him as Lord and Savior. And finally, prophecy number 10, the new heaven and the new earth. God will make all things new, and all that we know will no longer be remembered. We will live that experience in the Garden of Eden, when God visited Adam and Eve every day before they sinned. It is written, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more." Brothers, we will live in a new place, much better than the Garden of Eden, where we will enjoy the presence of the Lord without any interference from evil. This is the prophecy that all of us as Christians eagerly await to be fulfilled, to live an eternal life alongside the Lord. Brother and sister, I do not want you to be frightened by everything I have shown you in this video. I just want to alert you that these things are close to happening and that you need to watch. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says that the Lord will come like a thief and will take many by surprise. All the elements of the earth will be destroyed by fire and everything will be reduced to dust. The sad reality is that we spend so much time worrying about obtaining degrees and material goods on this earth, when in reality, all that will be in vain. All the cars, houses, money, and everything we accumulate in this life will one day be extinguished. So, I invite you to reflect on how you are living today, and always seek to ask yourself, is my way of life in accordance with the Word of God? Have I given my life to Jesus? And am I walking with him? If your answer is no, I advise you to pray right now. Ask for forgiveness for your sins and that your name remains written in the book of life. Then, if you can, close your eyes and let's talk to the Lord. Lord, my God and my Father, I thank you for this very important message from your word. I thank you because you always call me to be closer to you. Oh, my Father, at this moment I put the life of this brother and this sister who now recognize Jesus as the only Lord and Savior. Oh, my Father, this person believes that Jesus died on the cross for their sins and rose on the third day. Jesus, I now ask you to forgive the sins of this person. Jesus, this person has faults, is a sinner, but you spilled your blood on the cross to forgive us of all sin, to purify us from all wickedness. Jesus, I ask you to write the name of this person in the book of life. Your word says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is the Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. This salvation is not through our merits or deeds, but through your grace by faith. For this reason, Jesus, I believe you are forgiving sins. Now I believe you are giving new life to this man and this woman. I ask you, Lord, that from today you send your Holy Spirit to guide them, protect them, and convince them every day that it is worth serving you. It is worth being faithful until death, because we will receive the crown of life. I ask for your protection and mercy upon us every day. In the name of Jesus, I pray and thank you. Amen. Glory to God, brothers. I believe it is worth being on the Lord's side. He is the victor and has already defeated all evil. The promise is that we will reign with him for eternity if today we make the decision to walk with him here on earth. Imagine, dear brother, dear sister, the astonishing scenario of the new heaven and the new earth that awaits those who have surrendered their lives to Jesus. It is a place where earthly concerns fade away, where each day is an unparalleled heavenly experience. In this place, the presence of the Lord is so tangible that every moment is an intimate communion with divine love. The story does not end there, for in this new heaven and new earth, the enemy, Satan, will no longer have power. His malice will be eradicated, and peace will reign eternally. The experience will be like the return to Eden before sin marred the perfection of creation. We will be able to walk alongside the Lord without fear or anguish, knowing that His love and protection surround us. However, this wonderful promise comes with a responsibility, spiritual vigilance. In the second book of Peter, we are warned that the Lord's return will be like a thief in the night, catching many by surprise. For this reason, it is crucial to remain alert in prayer and in tune with the will of God. In this narrative of faith and hope, each one of us plays a crucial role. Life on earth, though ephemeral, is an opportunity to prepare ourselves for eternity, a call to live according to divine principles, to surrender our hearts to Jesus, and to seek His guidance in every step we take. So, in the midst of this inspiring story, I invite you to reflect. Are we really living according to God's word? Have we surrendered our lives to Jesus, and are we walking in His light? If the answer is yes, let us rejoice in the certainty of eternal life with the Lord. If the answer is no, this is the moment for transformation, for total surrender to love and divine grace. In conclusion, we can affirm with certainty that the story of our faith is a narrative of hope, redemption, and a glorious future. The new heaven and the new earth await us with unimaginable promises, where the love of God will shine eternally and every tear will be wiped away. It is fundamental to remember that our life on earth is a prelude to eternity. Every decision, every act of love, and every moment of faith are important pieces on the path to the heavenly kingdom. Therefore, let us not fear the future, for we know that God is working in our lives. Let us keep the flame of hope lit, continue in prayer and service to our neighbor, and live every day with the certainty that our final destination is to be alongside the Lord in His glory. May this story of faith and redemption inspire many to seek the truth, to surrender to Christ, and to live a life transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the grace and peace of God be with all of us in every step of the way. Amen.